if the other Kshatriyas are like Timingalas, then Arjuna has defeated all of them. Why are they considered Timingalas?
I would say two reasons. First is that in terms of seniority and experience, Bhishma, Drona, they are far, far more powerful than Arjuna. And in that sense, unless Arjuna was extraordinarily empowered by Krishna, Arjuna would not have been able to defeat them. So even when Arjuna is able to defeat them, it is not by his own independent prowess. We know later on Arjuna is not able to fight even with the infernal cowherd boys. Cowherd men, when they come and they take they abduct away Krishna's queens. So that's one point. That even when we see Arjuna doing formidable things, it is not without Krishna's empowerment. It is with Krishna's empowerment. And the second thing is that in the Bhagavatam, the emphasis is not so much on individual heroism, it is on divine empowerment. So the Bhagavatam presents everything from that perspective. So when it is said that the Kaurava ocean was filled with great Timingalas, the emphasis there is not it will also be made clear, like even Vishnu Pitama says, that he tells Yudhishthira, you know, what misfortune have you suffered? You know, you had warriors like Bhima and Drona, Bhima and Arjuna on your side, you had Krishna on your side also. How do you suffer so much? So the Bhagavatam's mood is more of surrender and dependence. Because Parikshit Maharaj, when he has to face the final exam of death, it is not going to require Kshatriya valor. It is going to require dependence and surrender. So that is the focus. So like these two perspectives. First is that Bhishma and Drona were really extraordinarily powerful. And secondly, without Krishna's empowerment, whatever Arjuna was able to do, would not have been able to do. So even if earlier he has been able to defeat, so here the comparison is what we are doing is only between Karna and Arjuna. And as compared to others, certainly what Krishna achieved, what Arjuna achieved in Virat was extraordinary. It was unparalleled. But then Arjuna was not able to replicate that again, say, in just one day at Kurukshetra. Because for 10 days, Bhishma was fighting. And there is several confrontation between Arjuna and Bhishma also, but he couldn't. So the difference over there is that the Virat battle was not a battle to death. It was primarily a battle to... The Kauravas were trying to steal away the wealth in the form of the cows of the Virat. And Arjuna had gone to save that. So there they did not primarily, it was not a primary battle to death. And basically Arjuna checked all of them. But that checking, is it like a decisive defeat? No. Not like a conclusion. Otherwise you could have said the war is over there. No. Because at that time, in several ways, the Kauravas were not prepared. They did not expect Arjuna to actually be there. And that's why Karna had, and we'll discuss this tomorrow, Karna had not taken his Shakti weapon also, which he had got specifically for killing Arjuna. So the important thing here is his special weapons he had not taken. So the important thing is that they were, at least Bhishma and Drona, were far more powerful than Arjuna. And they were more experienced. Arjuna achieved what he achieved by the empowerment. Thank you.